our GeoQuiz today, we'd like you to name a landlocked country in Central Europe, one that shares borders with seven neighbors in compass order. They are Slovakia, Romania, Ukraine, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, and Austria. Now, don't go looking for beachfront property on the Mediterranean. You will, though, find the largest freshwater lake in Central Europe. That's Lake Balaton. There's plenty of mineral water here, too, from all the hot springs scattered about. Bubbly water's on the menu in just about every cafe and restaurant. The fizzy stuff caught on here back in the 1800s, and ever since, the local version of a wine spritzer called Fruk has been pretty popular. The drinks are popular, very fizzy, as you can hear, and inexpensive. They only cost a few hundred forint. Trust us, that's cheap. Can you name the country where seltzer is king? We'll hear from the king himself in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. And if you came up with the Central European nation of Hungary as the answer to our GeoQuiz, you are correct. Hungary has made its mark with some signature delicacies, such as goulash, salami, sweet Tokaj wine, and there is a lighter beverage as well that Hungarians take pride in, their seltzer. Nate Tabak reports from Budapest.
At Kadar restaurant, you could be pretty sure of two things. You'll leave with a full belly, and you'll do a lot of this. Each table has one, if not two, plastic seltzer dispensers, the kind with an old-fashioned nozzle. Seltzer helps wash down hearty Hungarian staples like roasted goose leg. Owner Sándor Orbán says regulars don't bother to ask. As soon as they sit down, they fill themselves a glass of what Hungarians know as soda, spelled S-Z-O-D-A. They drink so much of the stuff that Kadar goes through nearly 500 bottles per week. At about a quarter a glass, soda isn't a bad deal either. Sándor says foreign visitors often aren't sure what to do with the dispensers, which are staples of Hungarian life. At first they're a little surprised. They don't understand, Sándor says. And then they try, you know, they play with it a little bit. They figure it out. Though he covers the tables in plastic, just in case they don't. The soda at Kadar is hardly a novelty. Seltzer dispensers are everywhere in Hungary. Restaurants, bars, homes. It's hard not to find some soda. Sándor traces it back to the early years of communist Hungary. He says the wine was so bad in the 40s and 50s that seltzer was the only way to make it drinkable. Seltzer actually goes back further in Hungary. In the 1800s, a priest and scientist named Ágnes Jedlik pioneered a way to produce carbonated water on a commercial scale. To Hungarians, he's seltzer's founding father. Just outside Budapest, in Delicháza, tradition is very much alive at the mom-and-pop-owned Soda Király, or Soda King. The process is very simple. A hose sends carbon dioxide into a metal chamber. There it mixes with tap water.
And then it will fill. And now we are ready.
The soda king is Gábor Mozalich. He's filling a soda dispenser by hand. The former flight attendant says balancing the pressure is essential.
If it's under 5 bar, then it's not come out. It's not good. But if very high pressure, it's very dangerous.
The bottle he's holding is just right. Last year, Mozalich and his wife sold more than 100,000 liters out of their family home. Refillable plastic dispensers are the bread and butter of their business. People here put them to good use, for making frutsch, or Hungarian spritzers.
3 deciliters wine, 2 deciliters of soda.
Hamas Soros is making a házmester, or housemaster frutsch, at Baldasti's Grand in Budapest.
Every combination got another name, for example, kis frutsch, nagy frutsch, little frutsch, big frutsch.
There's at least 16 kinds of frutsch, each corresponding to a precise mix of seltzer and wine.
It's a fresh drink the Hungarian people really like.
That includes Tamás Fritz, who's sitting at the bar. In the summertime, he drinks frutsch every day.
You get more power from it. I can say that, because if you are tired, it's a very, very fresh drink. Yeah, you tried it, yes? Did you feel it?
I did feel it.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Fritz, who's 21, says plain seltzer is the drink of grandfathers. Hungarians his age don't have much of a taste for it, though he's not quite sure why.
I don't know. Truly, I don't know. Maybe because of the marketing.
But Muzsolich, the soda king, says he's not having trouble marketing his seltzer.
It's not who is a businessman or a butcher or... No, everybody drink it.
Muzsolich also knows a thing or two about the seltzer market. He's on the board of the Hungarian Soda Makers Association. According to its figures, 66% of Hungarians drink seltzer. The Soda King says that leaves plenty of room for the seltzer business to grow. For the world, I'm Nate Tabak, Budapest.
Haven't had enough yet? We've got seltzer galore at our website. Nate Tabak sent us a slideshow of Hungarian spritzers. It's all at theworld.org.